today at Emerald Mountain Golf Club. The event raises money for the Elmore County Humane Society. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
By your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store and pick up 5 quarts of O'Reilly conventional motor oil and a MicroGuard filter for $21.99. Extend the life of your vehicle and save money with 5 quarts of O'Reilly conventional motor oil only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Lowe's helps pros like you put more toward your bottom line with everyday savings, and then some. Like $40 off your choice of a DeWalt 12-volt max drill, or 12-volt max impact driver featuring DeWalt's all-new 12-volt battery platform, now just $99. And whether updating properties or building new homes, save $10 on a Harbor Breeze Centerville 42-inch ceiling fan with light kit, now $49.98. Whatever job you're taking on, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 8/25, U.S. only.
If you're like me, you probably have a couple of shoeboxes full of old home movies or VHS tapes your dad took when you were a kid, right? And you've been wanting to convert them to DVD to preserve them, but don't want to ship them off to an out-of-town company. Well, you don't have to. Dan Black Studios here in Montgomery can convert them for you in their facility. Dan Black's been in business for over 35 years, and he does a great job at an affordable price. Call Dan Black today at 334-279-6036.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Police in Southern California say they've stopped a terrifying mass shooting plot targeting a hotel.
U.S. Steel is temporarily laying off about 200 workers in Michigan.
President Trump delivering mixed messages about enhanced background checks for gun buyers.
Oh, I have an appetite for background checks. We're going to be doing background checks.
At the same time, after another call with the NRA chief Tuesday, arguing the existing system is already strong.
Window washer got stuck outside the 53rd floor of a high-rise.
When we looked up, we saw the man just hanging from the top floor.
It's the scene at the Oroville Airport moments after the small business jet with 10 people on board ran off the runway after an aborted takeoff. The plane quickly engulfed in flames, but not before everyone escaped, remarkably unhurt.
Steph Curry, the Golden State Warriors basketball star, just gave Howard University the gift of golf. He's making this 7-figure donation to fund a men's and women's team at Howard for the next 6 years.
4 times in my life, America's been at war. It's a tragic waste of lives. And it makes you realize how desperately the world needs a lasting peace. Just across the hall here in the White House is the Roosevelt Room, named after the two Roosevelts who served here, one a Republican, one a Democrat. Many decisions are made in that room. And often as I meet with my staff, I gaze up at the 5 service flags, each representing one of the 5 military services. And draped from each flag are battle streamers, signifying every battle campaign fought since the Revolutionary War. Each ribbon a remembrance of a time when American men and women spilled their blood into the soil of distant lands. My fondest hope for this presidency is that the people of America give us the continued opportunity to pursue a peace so strong and so lasting that we'd never again have to add another streamer to those flags.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, Here's Dan Morris.
89 degrees outside. The stock market is up 61 points now. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
How you doing today, big guy?
I'm doing really well. How are you?
Good. There's supposed to be some rain coming in. I forgot to take my cushions out from the deck here, so hope they don't get too wet here. Had a great time with my brother. Went down to Winslow's, ate oysters, and drank beer, and talked, and a little gumbo. It was really good. Always great to see my brother. Let's see, 272-9228. Listen, what I told you to start with, scratch that.
Okay.
Go to the email one that I sent you that has the restaurant wins national award.
Okay, yeah.
And see where it says started.
Yeah.
Right. There we go. Okay, listen in, guys.
Chef here in Montgomery is being recognized after winning a nationally acclaimed award. Vintage Year in Cloverdale has been named a grand prize winner for the James Beard Foundation's Blended Burger Project. The foundation partnered with the Mushroom Council to challenge chefs across the country to make a healthy, sustainable burger by blending in 25% fresh mushrooms. More than 500 restaurants competed. 5 were chosen as winners.
James Beard is like winning the Oscars in the culinary industry, and it's just a huge honor. Well, myself and my sous chef, we worked together to make an awesome burger, and that we thought would be a winner. It's very special. It's a great honor. It's great, I think, for not only our restaurant, but the city as well.
In addition to a $5,000 cash prize, executive chef Eric Rivera, who you just heard from, will prepare his winning blended burger at the prestigious James Beard House in New York City. And you can try the burger for yourself. The restaurant plans to serve the burger from here on.
Here for the rest of the summer here. And I've had it. That's the one I told you about. It has Wagyu. And
yeah.
It has mushroom.
That sounds fantastic.
It is great. It's really great.
I've always loved pairing beef with mushrooms. So that's
and
great.
I had a listener who told me about it, said, I got this. I had to tell you about it. It's great. He said, I haven't ever heard you talk about it. So congratulations to Chef Eric.
Yeah.
Three things that were in that clip. One, did you notice that he had the blowtorch?
Yes.
He had a blowtorch out there. Say, I learned from Chef Eric. Number two is that he got a $5,000 prize from this. So, Chef, I'm expecting a nice bottle of wine at my table.
See, you with the blowtorch, I feel like a lot of people hear you talk about your blowtorch in the same way that, like a son says to their parents, his parents, I'm a comedian, Mom and Dad. I'm doing pretty well. And they kind of look at him with a jaundiced eye like, yeah, you're doing pretty well with that comedy career. Oh, you're cooking food with your blowtorch over there. But then one night they see their son on Johnny Carson. And it all makes sense. Now that Vintage Year has shown the magic of the blowtorch, Dan's all right.
Well, the Vintage Year is a great place. And congratulations, Chef Eric. He's a good friend. He's a great chef. If you haven't been there for hamburger night, give it a shot. They're going to have it all through the summer, the rest of the summer on the regular menu. But give it a shot. It's a really good burger. As I said, a listener said something to me. I went and tried it on burger night, and Brian said, you're going to love this. And particularly with the little crispy onions on it. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Dick Brubaker. Dick, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Can I talk about the mayor's race?
You can talk about anything you want to, my friend.
Did you watch that candidates panel they had on WSFA?
Absolutely, we did.
Man, what a circus. You know, the only guy on there that seemed to have a plan was Love. And I was surprised at how poorly the rest of them did.
Yeah, I said on that next day, Love was the biggest pleasant surprise. Eddie Coral was the biggest letdown because all my these people who know him said they love Eddie Coral and said, you're going to love him. And he was just a disappointment.
It was kind of flat.
Yeah. But people tell me that's actually how he is.
Well, I'm going to tell you, if I was running the mayoral campaign, I would answer every question with, remember when Siegelman ran for governor and, why does my kid have bad teeth? Because we don't have a lottery. Remember that campaign?
I do.
If I was working for Mayor Montgomery, which I'm not, I don't even live in Montgomery, I live in Pike Road. my answer would be fix the damn school, and everything else falls into place. You know, why are we losing population in this town? Got to fix the school. You know, why is tax revenue going down? I mean, fix the school. And I was listening to Stephen Reed. His idea of fixing the school was handing out a pay raise.
Yeah. Which I'm not sure how he's going to do that, but because he didn't have anything to do with the pay for teachers.
Well, it's, you know, the problem in Montgomery, especially for people that have businesses here, is pretty obvious that people are leaving Montgomery because of education.
Absolutely.
And everybody seems to agree on that, but nobody wants to commit to trying to fix it. And if a mayor's going to say, I'm going to give a pay raise or I'm going to fix the school, he has to say that the day I get in office, I'm going to start working toward a city system.
There you go.
And then it's a legitimate thing to say. But none of them seem to, except for Love, at least he had a plan of what he wanted to do when he got in office. The rest of them was just a string of slogans. I mean, it was really kind of depressing.
It really was, especially Bibby, the guy Bibby. He was like all over the place.
Well, and the so-called front runners weren't that much more impressive than he was. I mean, they just didn't. None of them seemed to have a very coherent plan for what they'd do if they got elected. And this city's going to need some pretty dynamic leadership in the next few years if it's going to reverse some of the trends everybody's worried about. So I hope that candidate's panel, that they were just sort of off their game or wanting the right format. I mean, I hope there's more to their campaign than they showed there.
You know what? I'm worried that it's not.
Well, me too.
And as a matter of fact, I was having this discussion with my brother last night. It's, you know, this city can go in several directions, but the biggest decider of the direction, I think, is going to be the mayor.
Oh, absolutely. I don't think there's any question that you're right. And this is a very important turning point. And, you know, I'll be honest with you, the only one I've given money to is General Kroll. That's the idea that anybody who gets to be a general in the military knows how to run something and got to know something about leadership. But that panel discussion or debate or whatever they called it, it wasn't very encouraging.
Let me ask you something. And you giving the general money, was that because you had a relationship with him or you knew him?
I don't even know him. I've never met him.
But somebody told you about him.
Several people, and I have known and worked with a lot of former retired general officers, most of them from Maxwell.
Mm-hmm.
And especially over my time in politics, and I haven't met any of them that were fools. They all were good leaders, and they knew how to run an organization. And so that's what attracted me about him.
Yeah, and see, I had a lot of people that I know in Montgomery who I have a lot of respect for who said, Eddie Kroll is my guy. And, you know, I know him. He's good. He knows how to do things. And so my expectations just may have been way too high. But when I watched him, I was kind of going like, this is the guy that you're really impressed with?
Well, you know, a lot of people that aren't good on TV are good at the job. So, I mean, I'm not off of General Kroll's team by any stretch of the imagination, but he needs to, whatever his plan is, he needs to find a way to talk about it in 30 seconds in a campaign.
Yeah.
And better yet, I mean, when I ran for the legislature the first time, I think it was you who gave me that advice, and people said, what's your political philosophy? I said, liberty and limited government. If you want the details, I'll give them to you, but that's the kind of guy I am.
That's it in a nutshell.
Yeah, and none of them, very few of them, I mean, Love could do it, but the rest of them just didn't seem to be able to talk about in a succinct way what they wanted to do. And people in this town that were watching, that are taking the time to watch the candidate forum on WSFA when there are a lot better things they can watch, are people that care about the direction of the city. And I was just surprised that they hadn't given more thought to what they were going to say.
Yeah, now that was something I commented on my show the next day, is that you had a handful of people, Love being one of them, Reed being another, Artur being another, that, and David Woods, who had thought about what they were going to say and had been prepped in some way. There were a whole bunch of them who were just flying on the seat of their pants, by the seat of their pants.
Yes, that was definitely my impression. And several of the ones who had thought about what they were going to say were just rehashing the city politics we've had for 20 years. I mean, my approach to schools is going to be to increase the pay. I mean, that's not the problem.
Yeah, that isn't the problem.
And nobody listening thought it was the problem. And it might be a great way to get votes from school teachers, but that's about it. And I'm not even sure it's a very good way to get votes from school teachers, because the ones I talk to want a better working environment. I mean, I'm not sure that money is their number one issue right now.
I don't think, I think you're right. I think taking school seriously is part of it.
Well, and we need a mayor with to either say, I can't, you know, schools aren't in my purview and I'm not going to, you know, that's up to the county and to the school board, or to say, I'm going to take them over, which legally they can do. And I think that if a mayor had a plan, he could get the legislature to support it, especially given the way things are right now. But that's the only way. Everything else is just moving deck chairs around on the Titanic. I mean, if we don't fix the education system, we're not going to keep upwardly mobile young people in this town.
Pike Road in Auburn, here I come.
Well, but that's, you know, that's hardly a solution for Montgomery. You know, and people are, I mean, at least judging by the economy around here, young couples, young professionals particularly, are fleeing Montgomery like the French army.
I like that.
And, you know, that's not a new trend. And we've got to get serious about it. And I just hope that whoever wins the Montgomery's mayor's race understands that the linchpin of everything is the school. And the only way they're going to be improved is for the mayor to take them over and be willing to be on the hook. And that's what I didn't hear and what I was hoping to hear.
Well, we'll see what's going to happen on Tuesday.
Yes, we will. Thanks for taking the call. It was fun. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Dick. Have a great day. News Time 93.1. Dan Moore Show. We'll be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. It can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
From the moment we met, you could see that 272-9228, that's where we are. Okay, this morning, I was sitting there watching Morning Joe. I know, I do that for you guys. Only do it for you guys. Wouldn't do it for anybody else. So this was the opener of Morning Joe.
Finally been made.
I am the chosen one.
You choose me?
Of course, the gods only send good and useful things. However, this time, they made a mistake.
Hey, a president! Can you believe it, right?
You know, I am the chosen one.
The chosen one!
I know it. He's the one.
He is the chosen one.
I'm a god.
You're a god.
I'm a god. I'm not the god. I don't think.
You ask me if I have a god complex? Let me tell you something. I am God.
The gods must be crazy.
I am the chosen one.
He's the chosen one.
He chose poorly.
Wow. Yeah, they must be crazy. Good really, morning, everyone.
Yeah, good morning. Really, Donald Trump yesterday embraces the title of the King of Israel, yep. What Jesus was called on the cross, and then the second coming of God, of course. Borrowing from the second coming of Christ. And then after that, Donald Trump declaring, I am the chosen one.
And what really punctuated it, in case you're just listening in the car, is his look to the heavens while he said it. He turned and looked up to God and as if to thank him for choosing him.
That's amazing. Okay, now let me play what Donald Trump actually said, that he was the chosen one, so you can get the context of it.
Over the last 5 or 6 years, China's made $500 billion. $500 billion. Ripped it out of the United States. And not only that, if you take a look, intellectual property theft. Add that to it. And add a lot of other things to it. So somebody had to do it. I am the chosen one. Somebody had to do it. So I'm taking on China.
That's the context that he's headed in.
Right.
Not what Morning Joe said.
Right.
These guys are unbelievable. And there are a whole bunch of people who did not listen to that entire cut or didn't see it and play it for somebody so you can get it into context. They purposely took it out of context to make Donald Trump look bad. What has Donald Trump done? And so they just keep going with this. Listen to the conversation afterwards. It gets into everything about Trump.
We're about to get to not only the some of the president's more outlandish remarks, Jonathan Lemire. We're also talking about a back and forth, a complete and utter lack of discipline, a complete unmooring, the likes of which we have actually yet to see in the Trump presidency. I've alluded to the article that you wrote a couple of weeks ago that even people close to Donald Trump say that his management style has become even more erratic, even more disturbing, even more unmoored. Of course, The Atlantic the same week wrote an article saying, believe it or not, as bad as you think it's been, it is actually getting much worse. Gene Robinson said it yesterday. There is this realization that every time we think that Donald Trump has reached the bottom in terms of competence, in terms of emotional stability, it does get worse. And his policy pronouncements this week have just have been the stuff of fifth graders talking, whether you're talking about Kashmir or other foreign policy crises that have been around for decades, that it is quite evident he knows little to nothing about.
It has been, even for this president, a particularly scattershot week or two, where I think all of us in Washington have been suffering from whiplash. As a brief aside on the video clips that brought in the show, we do lose points, though, for the inclusion of something from the Star Wars prequels. But I was happy to see the Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade there.
I wouldn't allow it.
Yeah. But this is, you people around the president have also, even aides to him, have been sort of left baffled as to where he stands on a number of things the last couple weeks. Just to tick a couple issues. We've heard him go back and forth on the economy as fears of a recession have really grown here, or at the very least, if not a full-blown recession, signs that the economy is slowing down. What should the White House do about it? He says, we're not going to do payroll taxes. Then he floats the idea of payroll taxes, and then a tax cut. And then yesterday walks away from it again, saying there's no need because the economy is strong. He's been badgering, as we know, the Federal Reserve to move on the interest rate again. He yesterday floated and then quickly dismissed the idea of indexing capital gains to inflation. And these are sort of things where the back and forth leads to the very instability that has rattled the markets. But it's not just that. It's on, obviously, guns in the wake of the shootings in Texas and Ohio, and in particular on background checks, where he's changed position a number of times in the last week, including seemingly walking away from it after a conversation with the NRA, and even Greenland, which has sort of become an amusing story here. But at the same time, when Denmark rebuffed his advances to try to purchase it, he then canceled a trip to Europe to visit Denmark and hit more traditional allies on while doing so.
And there's a whole bundle of what has Trump done wrong today. And all of it is based on a false premise of what he said, misrepresenting what he said. I played for you what he actually said in the context. He was talking about China. Somebody had to do it. I'm the chosen one. I was the one that did it, basically what he was saying. But no, they tell you that he was comparing himself to Christ on the cross. Morning Joe doesn't know enough about the Bible or religion, which tells me he does not go to church, to say that it said on the cross that he was the king of Israel. It did not say that.
I would love to see Donald Trump tweet out, like, today, because this happened this morning.
That was yesterday.
Or yesterday morning. This was Morning Joe.
Oh, that was Morning Joe.
This morning. I would love to see him tweet out today. It's like, whoever that Barabbas is on MSNBC in the morning.
He's not king of, Israel.
Oh, it's
king
ridiculous.
Of the Jews.
It's so, I mean, he was being over the top. I mean, king of Israel's in that tweet's a bit much for me. But, I mean, when he said chosen one, it was in the context of sort of a freewheeling one of these press conferences he does outside the White House.
But Joe Scarborough, to compare him and say he was comparing himself to Jesus, and then for him to get it wrong, which tells me, again, he comes from a Southern Baptist background. This guy hadn't been in a church in a long, long time. He doesn't know what he's talking about. And a whole bunch of subject matter. News on 93.1, then my show will be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Try to have a good time.
Do You Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The best things in life are free.
Hi, folks. Rusty here. And everybody knows that the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on every weekday evening at 7 right here on News Talk 93.1. The show can also be heard Saturday mornings at 8:30 and Sunday afternoons at 1. We're also on television. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on ABC 32 Saturday evenings at 5 right before the national news. David is very excited. You'll be excited too because David's right there in living color telling you some good news about your money. If you're the kind of person who likes to plan ahead, you should call David Ernest today at 334-279-7431. Let David show you how to put your money to work so when retirement rolls around, you don't have to worry. Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show Saturday evenings at 5 on ABC 32. Oh, he's still excited.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Hey, this is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center.
Randy, why do you plant a garden?
Well, I raise a garden with my family every year, and it's just kind of in my blood.
Well, what if you don't know how to raise a garden?
Well, that's when you come to Prattville Farm Center, because we have the seed and the supplies and the knowledge to help you whether you're an old hand or just starting out.
So come get your family garden started today at Prattville Farm Center.
Visit Prattville Farm Center at 1154 South Memorial Drive and like them on Facebook.
This is David with Mr. Sandman Mattress. I have been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 20 years with great results. Their many station formats help me reach a broad cross-section of the local market and have helped me succeed in the highly competitive mattress business.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey, folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Fox News. I'm Lillian Wu. The head of the Fed set to speak at its symposium in Jackson Hole, Wyoming tomorrow. This is President Trump keeps up the push for lower interest rates.
To make it cheaper to borrow money, the president tweeted, quote, the economy's doing really well. The Federal Reserve can make it record-setting. After the massive recession 10 years ago, the Fed held historically low interest rates for years. Some conservatives at the time, even the president, worried that could lead to inflation.
Fox's Rich Edson. Nearly a week into the search for two firefighters missing during a boating trip off Florida.
I've made the extremely difficult decision today that we will suspend the active search tonight at sundown.
That's Coast Guard Captain Mark Vlon. And Walmart says it plans to reopen the El Paso, Texas store site of a mass shooting, but that the entire interior of the building will first be rebuilt. America is listening to Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
With the rain chances running pretty high over the next few days, if your town has been getting skipped lately, the daily chances are decent today and right on through the weekend. For today, with a high temperature in the middle 90s and triple-digit heat indices, scattered showers and thunderstorms most numerous this afternoon and this evening. And then they'll fade out in the overnight hours tonight. We'll fall to the mid-70s. Tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday, your odds of getting a shower or thunderstorm are actually better, with high temperatures in the low to mid-90s each day. Showers and thunderstorms are likely on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Almost everyone has a pet, or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping, or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Let's make love with Rebel. It's me, Rebel Wilson. And welcome to my hot little podcast about the disaster we call dating. Brought to you by Match. Who's ready to make love? Right now, single people are out there getting it. But what are they really getting from it? They're getting ghosted and zombied and mermaided. You know what you actually need? To feel some real feelings, okay? So download Match now, unless you're driving. Just download Match when you are safely parked. Try Match today.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Ooh, frustrating. 272-9228 is where we are. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Ken. Ken, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey there, Dano.
Ken, how are you?
I'm well. I hope you and Joey are. You've almost got the week made.
I almost have what?
You almost have the work week made.
I know. Just tomorrow's Friday, TGIF and all that.
There you go. And this is the eve.
Yep.
I'm calling for some information. We were out of town for the debate, the presentation of the mayoral candidates downtown. Do you know, have you heard any position on an occupational tax, excuse me, from any of the candidates? And I'm asking because I think we have it narrowed down to two or three, and hopefully, I'm pretty sure that these three are realizing that law and order, the law enforcement people, and education are the two things that need to be stressed, and trying to hold down expenses because, admitting it or not, they're inheriting a financial problem as far as being able to get long-term money. And I just think, I think that an occupational tax would be the, it would be the killer as far as the vote is concerned for us. But I wondered if you have heard any of either of the candidates.
I don't remember any candidates saying that they were for an occupational tax.
Yeah, hopefully it's a dead horse, including with the current mayor. But I guess we'll have to see. Nice to hear from Dickie Brubaker again. Wish he'd move in the city limits. I'll pay his rent the first year. Would like to move, you know, keep his house, keep his little estate where it is, and move into a loft. I've got a son that's threatening to do that. He's got only one more to go off to college, and he says then he thinks they're moving into a loft. He's tired of yard care. Can't blame him.
Yeah, he's going to regret that when it comes to Christmas. And you get everybody back home.
Yeah.
Particularly when they have wives.
Yeah, well.
And children.
There are two ways of looking at that, Dan. I can remember in the dressing room in the OR years ago, a radiologist and another friend of mine, one of them had, five daughters. The other one had six sons. They lived as next-door neighbors in a nice area right on the lake. And they were discussing additions onto their houses. And naturally, they each had a pretty big house already. And I asked them what the heck they were planning that for. Well, gee, Ken, you know, these gals are going to have a boyfriend, and then pretty soon it's going to be a fiance, and then pretty soon they get married, and then they have kids. The other guy's saying the same thing about his sons. And I said, yeah, right. And, you know, you want to build a house for all of them, spouses, and a couple of kids each. That's why they've got a Holiday Inn downtown. When all of them come to town once a year, you go rent two or three suites. For God's sake, they're about to build a hotel out on the lake shore. Pretty soon that catches up with you, Dano, as you can remember.
I do. I guess to each his own.
Yeah. I'm glad you're watching Morning Joe for us.
Oh, man, it is painful.
I tuned him in, I think, yesterday morning by mistake. The TV was set on that, I guess, when it came on. And Mika was holding forth, giving a report on Trump that was not totally 100% negative, believe it or not. It sounded fairly neutral. And then they switched to a split screen and showed Joe on the other side, and he looked like he wanted to go jump out of a window. Oh, he looked morose and depressed.
Yeah, their hatred for Trump is so huge. And that's why I played this. This was so over the top. So you could hear what Trump actually said and what they said he was saying.
Yeah, the national news, CBS News, last evening clipped it the same way. You know, no context, no preceding sentence or following sentence, just that little clip. But I think hopefully, most people are seeing through that now on the part of the media. Well, Dan, please tell Joey, I've already told him that the check's in the mail, so ask him if he would put my name in for Sweet Creek this week.
Joey, will you?
Of course I'll put it in. I would have done that for free, but, I mean...
But the money is appreciated.
No, I'll accept it as charity, the Joey charity.
There you go.
I appreciate that, Kim. What's your day of birth again?
All Saints Day, 11-1.
All right.
Okay, guys, we'll be listening. Y'all have a good weekend.
Thank you for the telephone call. You have a great day. News Zone 93.1. Dan Marchand, we go to a break. Reset. Come right back.
Never get old.
The Dan Morris Show.
Giving voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and we have some exciting news to share from Brubaker, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram in Prattville and Montgomery. The 2019 Ram truck was named Motor Trend's 2019 Truck of the Year with the most hauling and towing capability ever. The 2019 Ram truck is the perfect combination of grit and grace. It's loaded with best-in-class features and more space, more storage, and more technology than ever before. And hang on, the good news just keeps coming. The Jeep Wrangler has been named Motor Trend's 2019 SUV of the Year. The legendary icon embraces its classic style and blazes its own path to modernization. The all-new 2019 Jeep Wrangler is packed with new features, including updated technology, design, and performance. Come and test drive the 2019 Ram truck, Motor Trend's Truck of the Year, or the 2019 Jeep Wrangler, Motor Trend's SUV of the Year, and experience the Brubaker difference. Better vehicles, better service, better pricing.
It's a better buy at Brubaker.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
Joey, can you go over and pick up the two shooter stories from yesterday?
Yes.
Thank you. That's it. Okay, we did not get to these yesterday. There were three arrested in after alleged mass shooting threats. And then we have a new one for today.
At least three more people accused of making mass shooting threats are under arrest this morning. In the weeks after the deadly shootings in Gilroy, California, El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio, police have broken up alleged plots in several states, including Connecticut, Florida, Ohio, Missouri, Illinois, and Washington. Our national correspondent, Jerika Duncan, joins us with more on why this is happening. Trika, why are more people reaching out to the police now?
Well, Gail, authorities simply believe that people are becoming less hesitant to report concerning behavior, so more active shooter situations are being prevented. They are making it clear that any threat will be taken seriously.
Put your hands on your back. He's under arrest.
Newly released body cam video shows a 15-year-old being handcuffed in Florida after posting on an online video game under a fake name that he vowed to bring his father's M15 assault rifle to school and kill seven people at a minimum.
He's a little boy. He didn't do anything wrong. Yes, he's 15, but he's still a little boy, and he's not one of the crazy people out there doing stuff.
His mother insists it was a joke, but her son is still facing a felony charge.
How do we know he's not going to be a kid from Parkland? He's not going to be the next kid, the kid that shot up Sandy Hook. We don't know that.
You could hear that mother's voice. You know, it's like, he's not one of those out there. Let's play the second half of this story from CBS from yesterday. Yeah, yesterday.
In Indiana, 38-year-old truck driver Thomas Matthew McVicker is in custody after a friend reported him for allegedly planning to carry out a mass shooting at a Memphis church and use his knife to slit a pastor's throat.
A possible national tragedy, you know, was avoided, you know, because this young lady did the right thing.
McVicker allegedly texted his friend, "I think I'm just going to kill some people on the street and get away with it, then kill myself." According to court papers, McVicker's mother confirmed her son is being treated for schizophrenia and that he owns a handgun.
Someone who's already thinking about it will accelerate those plans when they see the one before that. And that's why this appears to be a contagion.
NYPD Deputy Commissioner of Intelligence and Counterterrorism John Miller says in most cases, suspects will signal they might be planning something.
The patterns are fairly clear. If people learn what they are and have the ability to step forward and say, I'm going to report this, we're going to have fewer of these.
Miller says it usually takes three or four stressors in someone's life, like a breakup, losing a job, trouble at school, or losing a home, for someone to start sending those warning signals in person or online. The FBI does have a 24-hour hotline to track down online threats. It really comes down to this, guys. If you see something, say something, report it to your local police.
Okay. So that was yesterday morning. Those, and then we had one California hotel worker, and this was reported today. If you can play that one for me.
California say another mass shooting may have been averted. Officers arrested 37-year-old Rodolfo Montoya. He's a cook at a Marriott in Long Beach. At his home, they found several guns and ammunition. Now, his arrest is one of the latest in a string of mass shooting threats after deadly attacks in El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio. CBS This Morning national correspondent Jerika Duncan is here. Jerika, how exactly did they find Montoya?
Montoya basically told a coworker Monday he planned to come into work and shoot everybody he saw at the hotel because of a so-called human resources issue. Well, that coworker notified Long Beach police, who the next day arrested Montoya at the RV where he lives and confiscated an arsenal of weapons.
Suspect Montoya had clear plans, intent, and the means to carry out an act of violence that may have resulted in a mass casualty incident.
Long Beach police arrested disgruntled hotel cook Rodolfo Montoya at his home in Huntington Beach. They seized multiple high-powered firearms, hundreds of rounds of ammunition, and tactical gear, including an assault rifle and high-capacity magazines, which are illegal in California.
Well, it sounds like they're getting better at this. I talked to somebody in law enforcement who said about a month ago, it was all hands on deck that we have to do something. We need to be much more plugged in on it. I also understand that the FBI at Quantico is doing some training in this whole thing about scanning social media and what to look for in keywords and things like that.
Well, and the good news, bad news all rolled into one is we've had a lot of governmental tools, other tools in the law to stop these things, and they haven't had the most robust approach to them and being applied. And so it's good to see that they're using those.
The only thing this show cares about is that, as long as we're not doing anything to anybody's individual liberties.
Right.
And that there is due process that is happening here. There's got to be due process. Let's continue on with the second part of the story.
Irma Escobedo worked with Montoya at the Marriott Hotel. She says he sometimes made her uncomfortable, but she never reported him.
He looked for me and he touched me or gave me a kiss on the head. I said, don't touch me, please. Don't kiss me because the cameras are there and I don't like that.
One of the suspect's neighbors who did not want to be shown says another neighbor warned him to stay away from Montoya.
One next door told me that he had guns in that RV and just, stay clear of it. He's got all kinds of guns.
Now at least 29 people have been arrested in 18 states for threatening mass violence since mass shootings this month in Texas and Ohio. In Orlando Wednesday, a 16-year-old girl was arrested for allegedly threatening to shoot people in her sister's Catholic school. According to the arrest report, she said in a group text, "Next person to say something is the first person I will shoot," on the school shooting that will take place this Friday. As for Montoya, we reached out to Marriott, but they have not given us a comment. Police would not confirm whether Montoya was about to be fired, and that's why he was upset. But when it was brought up at a press conference on Wednesday, the hotel's general manager nodded his head.
Now, there was something, a piece of that story that was very unusual, and that is a female saying that she was going to shoot up a Catholic school, her sister's Catholic school. That is very unusual. But at least what they're doing is they're finding that. And I don't know how they're approaching them. I don't know what they're saying to them. I don't know if they're using the Secret Service kind of six questions that they ask. Are you hearing voices? Are you thinking about hurting yourself or someone? Kind of goes along down those lines. But this is clearly different. But I'm glad that somebody is in on this. But Everybody keep a close eye. We want to make sure that this is not an overreach of law enforcement, particularly when we're having a gun debate on one side and then this on the other side. Because if you listen to what the gun debate has boiled down to, it's boiled down to background checks and knowing who has firearms.
Right.
And key there is knowing who has firearms. That's the step that they're trying to get to. Now you have a lot of police folks kind of going out and saying, nobody should have this type of weapon. And my first question was, including you? And they're not going to say, they're not going to answer that yes.
Right.
And that's what the problem is when the people who want to have, for no one to have weapons, are the only people who have weapons, you should be very concerned about that. Particularly if somewhere in that line you hear them say, and I actually heard a former police officer say this one time, is, well, the only people who should be able to keep these weapons are retired police officers.
No. No. Wrong.
Yeah, there you go. I'll put you at jeopardy just as much as I'm at jeopardy.
Right. And again, the AR-15, for instance, is the most popular rifle in America. And the vast majority of this rifle that is in common use is not used for evil in the case of these mass shootings. So there's one thing about, you know, prior restraint and using the tools you have, background checks, family members being alert, schools being protected.
There are none of these things that a background check would have prevented.
Right.
The guy that was the crazy guy in Philadelphia, he shouldn't have had a weapon. He had more felonies than you can shake a stick at. That was a judge fault.
And if they really are going to try to create a central database of who owns firearms,
that
these sorts of
scare
if
me.
You try to say, oh, we're going to take away these weapons, what you're going to do is push this underground, and it's going to get worse. That is not the right approach.
Well, it's like Dick Brubaker said a while back, I remember him saying on the air, said, you know, I don't want to be arrested for upholding my rights because I'm going to keep my weapons here. News Talk 93.1, Dan Morris Show, we're going to be back after our top of the hour break.
Your news talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.